Righto.
This is it, PJ and James After Show for another week. And what have we got in store?
Well, I'll tell you something. We used to have a clock that would tell us how long we were doing the After Show for, but our boss, Andy Bad News, managed to give us a complete power outage during the show earlier on today. And even though we have lights and everything back, the screens haven't come back yet. So we're doing this manually by wrist.
We're doing it by the sun.
Which
is difficult because we've no outside windows.
I can just about see the stars through the air vent, or maybe it's the reflection of the tin.
It was extraordinary this morning on the show because genuinely the lights went out. We were in the middle of a link
It was great.
And the lights just went out.
That's what I love.
But thankfully, the music kept
playing. You never know what's going to happen. Like one day you're in trouble with your
boss. Holding a drill, going, "What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?" It's brilliant. I love that.
He's a very unique character, Andy Bad News.
That's what I love about this
very
place.
Unique character.
This is the only job where your boss won't hire anyone to do anything, even though his job is to hire people to do things. Thank God we're here. In fact, the only two people he's hired as bad as he is. You know what I mean? It's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Well, like, I mean, when it comes to DIY or making things and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a very good policy. Never hire smarter than yourself.
Exactly. So which means we're all safe here. Because Andy Bad News, well, he would never make that mistake. I didn't imply that he was a bit stupid, and that's not true. So there you go. Happy very much, everyone. It's a little bit late, the After Show today. It's Friday.
Yeah.
We didn't do it yesterday. We could have done it. It wouldn't have been easy. So we decided we're not doing it.
We couldn't do it because the studio was in use.
Yeah, we still do our studio. We just didn't want to do it.
It's great.
There's a can of beans. There's a studio that's the size of a can of beans. We feel awkward and emotional and upfront. It feels a little bit hashtag me too when we're in there together, to be honest.
So it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
Because you have to look face on straight into the camera.
Yeah.
For us.
And stand right beside each other.
Yeah. So
you have to be in the nude for some reason. I don't know why.
No, you insisted on that.
Yeah, well,
warm. It looks like you're taking part in a lineup.
Yeah.
Was it him? Was he a man there with the tiger on the shirt?
It is
was
a little bit like that, yeah. So we decided to wait, and wait we did. And now, of course, we were talking about it earlier on, tonight's the night, a bit of football is back, Irish football. Yeah, we've been treated to Manchester United and all those gooners and wealthy millionaires who don't actually give a bollocks about anything, but we try and pretend they do. The real stuff is back. League of Ireland, Bohemians and Finn Harps, Cork City are playing. Fucking Pats, Waterford are playing those bastards in Tala. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. It's where you get to read. What I love about the whole football thing is it's something that the GAA doesn't have, that no other sport has.
Right.
It's just a license to hate. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to watch.
A license to hate.
Ah, just look at people.
Loads of sports have
that. Ah, fuck off! You don't get that in any other sport to the same degree.
Oh, yeah,
you don't. You have rugby and all that pricks to be behind you going, "Can you sit down?" Well, I'm at you, arsehole. You stand
actually, rugby
up.
is one of those strange ones where they actually, you know, everybody comes out. You know, when you're, say an Ireland-England football game, right?
Yeah.
It's mad, kind of like, you know, beat the old enemy, all that sort of stuff. In rugby, they all come out and they go, to be fair, they were the better team.
Yeah, tossers.
They were far superior to us in every department,
and all
really.
Would you sit down? I'm trying to watch a match. Stand up. We're in a stand. We're not in a sit. Stand up. You're lucky you have a seat. You get passionate. You have to do all that.
Now you have me wondering. There must be other sports that have that level of vitriol other than just soccer.
GAA doesn't even come close. In fact, we're the best of buds.
Somebody got stabbed in tennis.
Yeah, but that's like, you know what I mean? That wasn't fans.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Anyway,
okay,
I'm not
point taken.
About, no one wants the physical side. The physical side is not. It's the cathartic side.
Yeah.
Stabbing someone's not cathartic. That's just fucking violence. You know, it's the whole getting to stand there with someone who you might really like.
Yeah.
You know, someone like, I know plenty of Shamrock Rovers fans. I think they're almost nice people. I wish them good. Except on match day, it's, "Shut up, you doggets! Fucking... Eating and butchers, you bastard! Go stick your fucking old head up your hole and scream, who turned the lights out?"
You've gone too far now mentioning somebody's dog. You've overstepped the
mark. But that's how far you can go. This is what I'm saying. And then afterwards you go, "Jesus,
what about ice hockey? They beat the shit out of each other on the actual field.
On the field. So
I don't know what the fans are like.
No, it doesn't count. It's not the same.
God,
now
I'm genuinely intrigued.
Only
I think you
football.
Might be right. Only soccer is the only thing
gives
that
gives you that level where it's completely okay to spew hatred and bile at each other, and everybody goes home happy.
Technically, I'm not sure it is okay. I'm sure they'd prefer if you didn't.
Well, they can fuck off. And that's what's wonderful about it, isn't it? Yeah. And so can I.
The official response from the Supporters Association was, they can fuck off.
And so can I. And so can I. We can all fuck off together. That's the glorious loveliness of the whole thing.
It's a wonderful thing. I don't know whether you're completely encapsulating the whole kind of thing of sports, the whole concept, the whole meaning, the whole sort of, you know, in that approach.
What are you talking about? Of course I am. Sport is just a replacement for the Colosseum. That's all it is.
Sport is actually just organised war without, as you say, the extreme violence.
Yeah, and anyone who actually hits anyone is an arse. And anyone who brings the hate out of the stadium is an arse.
Yeah.
Well, you can wind people up, obviously. That's all part of it. That's a huge part of it too. Winding people up and, you know, niggling and all that. That's great. That's brilliant fun. You know what I mean? You just didn't know. Well, just weren't yourselves. Just like, you know, all that.
Yeah.
You know, watching someone getting a bit, you know, boiled the blood under the skin. Yeah. I love all that too. But, you know, you draw the line. You know, you draw the line at racism. You draw the line at, you know, homophobia. And that's it. After that, and hitting people. You can't hit people.
You just had a vision, though, of like soccer being one of those games. Because, as you say, the boil that happens, right? Okay, it might happen in lots of games, but it's particularly intense in derbies.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, the famous ones, the Celtic Rangers, the, you know.
Rovers Bowes.
Yeah, well, exactly, Rovers Bowes. So, effectively, you've got people in the same city. And as you say, you know, whether it's through your job or just through your actual, you know, social gathering or whatever, you could know these people. So, you can end up in a situation where you have people in the ground going, you fucking wankers! You absolute fucking thing! Tony, are you going for a pint later?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Don't forget me T-shirt on Monday! Tony! Tony, you Rovers bastard! Do you need a lift home?
I was just going to say, give us a lift.
Tony, fuck off, Tony! Do you need a lift home? I'll meet you after in the boozer!
It's an extraordinary turn of events.
It's a glorious thing. Whereas in GAA, you just stand beside them. You know, if you're a Mayo fan and I'm a Kerry fan, we stand next to each other.
And you can actually wear your colours.
You wear the colours, no problem. No problem.
Imagine that.
I remember years ago on the Hill, it used to be if somebody came onto the Hill and they weren't from Dublin, there would be a little bit of meh, you know. Like, oh, my belly bollocks. There was all of that. That's gone now. That is actually gone. There'd be a bit of like, Jesus, good luck today. And like, because I suppose there's cockiness in the Dubs as well, so they don't feel like they need to.
Because I thought for a minute there, I thought you were going all ruggedy ball
in the GAA. But it's gone a lot like that. It is gone like that in GAA. It is. There's not... Like,
well done, you were the better side on the day.
In fairness, all the songs are gone out of GAA. They're gone. Now it's just Dublin. Mayo.
So what are you missing? What are you missing?
So you're missing all the, you know, like you're missing the songs.
Right.
You know, in rugby it's like, swing low like Harriet, wearing her bowler hat home, swing low. You're like, oh Jesus. Like,
swing low like Harriet.
Yeah, whatever.
That's exactly it. Carrying all the Easter eggs home.
You're like, oh, this is terrible old nonsense. You know, you want a proper chance.
And your favourite one, shoulder to shoulder.
Oh my God.
What is it you have against that song?
Together we'll make them look small. You know the ironing our shirts for them all. Like, it's just, what you get out of it? It's naff. It's naff. Like,
so football then effectively is the only one where you get...
You never
songs,
hear a rugby fan
a soccer,
singing,
I mean.
Cheer up, Kevin Keegan. Oh, what does it mean to a fat dirty bastard and his shit football team? You don't get that. And
in fairness, for all of the stuff that soccer gets slagged about, right, because, the hooligans and the thing and all that, blah, blah, blah. But the humour in soccer is fantastic.
Very funny.
Like, remember, who was the club? It wasn't Aston Villa. Who was the club that had that chant? Let's pretend like we scored a goal.
Oh yeah, was it Villa? I think it was a Villa.
I can't remember.
And when I went to see West Ham play City,
fucking brilliant.
And Manchester City were winning like three goals in, and the West Ham fans started singing, "You're not that great, you're not that great. We lose every week. You're not that great,"
which is fabulous.
It's hilarious. And, it's great fun.
Was it the Fulham fans giving Nani when he played for United, giving him stick? Shit Michael Jackson. You're just a shit Michael Jackson.
Yeah, when Crouch was playing And they used to sing, "Does the circus know you're here? Does the circus? Does the circus? Does the circus know you're here?"
See, like, I mean, that's quality. Funny. That's quality humor.
And
that
you
is,
don't
to be fair.
Get it. When I say the hate, that's what I'm talking about. It's hilarious. The crap.
It's almost pantomime hate.
It is actually. It's practically.
Because as you say, it is that. You know.
In fact, tonight and daily.
Do you want another point?
Yeah. Tonight and daily about. I'm actually just going to start going. He's behind you. He's me. I go, the ref gives a free to the other team. I go, oh no, it isn't.
That would be brilliant. What would you give to see an entire terrace of fans shouting at the ref? Oh no, it is.
Penalty to Finn Harps. Oh no, it isn't.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic.
And it's not far off the truth. That's what I'm saying. That's why I love it. That's why it comes around and you just enjoy it so much. And let's face it, you know what I mean? As much as you and me, United fans, we hate Liverpool, right? Yeah. As much as being a Spurs fan, you really do. You can't stand Rovers. Yeah. As much being a Dublin fan, you wish Mayo would just fuck off to England, you know, to somewhere else. But at the end of the day, they're the teams that really make it worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and the as much as we hate them, that's what, we need them. We all
need
each other.
You end up noticing how many of those, like how many Liverpool fans that you end up as friends.
Friends, I've loved
because you grew up with them.
Yeah.
It's just that you went one way, they and then likewise, as you say, you're bound to meet Shamrock Rovers fans.
Yeah.
And obviously, well, okay, you're not going to meet that many Mayo people because you never leave Dublin. But you know what I mean? Other than going to Cork.
I go to Cork all the time. Excuse me. I go to Cork all the time and I've never met a male person in Cork. So that's why I love it.
Oh, man.
But, and it's the same for them. They hate Bowls. They hate United. They hate the Dubs. Jesus, everybody hates the Dubs.
Yeah.
And that's the crack. And that's where the crack is. That's where the real crack is. That's why I don't understand rugby nonsense. Where they're
because
all in there together.
Swing low. Let's join Harriet. Take her for a jar after the game.
Like, I'm just like, which is ever.
It's
just,
almost. It's almost annoying, isn't it, when people are nice to you? Because it feels like they're being patronising.
Yeah, you know? It is. Yeah,
it's pretty, like, because in fairness, you know, like English people don't have, English football fans don't seem to have the same sort of thing about beating Ireland, obviously, as Ireland do for England,
think
right?
We're all friends.
Yeah, and so they're kind of cheering us on in games and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's not
and
a rivalry.
It feels like them patting you on the head.
Yeah, we think it's a rivalry.
Go and have a jolly good go, chaps.
Yeah, a rivalry means two people.
Oh, look at the little green fellas.
Yeah, a rivalry is for people that can't
they
stand
don't say that, I'm sorry.
United-Liverpool, that's a rivalry.
Yeah.
Bowers Rovers, that's a rivalry. Rangers Celtic, it's a rivalry. Ireland England, it's not a rivalry because they like us.
Yeah.
So it's not, they don't
even
know.
It's a one-sided rivalry.
They don't even know.
So you're one end of the telescope.
At least we're still in it, right? You can support us. And they're not even messing.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't get it. It's
a bizarre situation. You're at one end of the ground shouting, you know, yes, dirty shower away. And they're going, they just, you've got to love the banter.
You always want to win, but I'm glad it was the Irish to beat us. Right? I mean, they are nice. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. At least I'll tell you, one of the best weekends I've ever had was in Dublin. Yeah.
Just feels like you got beat by a little brother. You know what I mean? You can take that once in a while. You're like, shut your hole!
Yeah, we're all thick about it.
We're thick about it.
All thick about it.
Yeah, there you go.
You see the wonderful world of sport.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's what it is. Brings us all together. Yeah, dirty shit!
Yeah, so I can't wait to go out tonight. Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Been looking forward to it for ages. Can't wait to get that camaraderie and all of us come together and say we missed each other and then turn around and go, fuck! It's going to be a wonderful night.